Peace and blessings, loved ones. This is Steve back again with another episode of the How to Manifest Anything Using the Law of Attraction podcast, where we talk about how to manifest anything that you desire using the law of attraction. And I take you on a journey as I help other people as well as you attract the things that you desire into your life. I also want you to remember you can join our law of attraction community by going to learnhowtomanifest.org, and you can pick up my free video where I reveal the three secrets that I use to attract the things that I desire. I went from being on the verge of eviction and having a negative bank account of $426 all the way to manifesting a better job, better car, and being able to hit the goals that I set for myself. So in this actual episode, I wanted to talk about how to automatically program your mind to attract success into your life. So I'll tell you a quick story. There's a financial planner type of, she's like a teacher. Her name is Susie Orman. And I used to, back when I was like, probably when I was like a teenager, and growing up through my teenage years, my mother used to listen to her like training and information, just about like financial literacy and saving money and stuff like that. And one of the things that, I learned, or my mother taught me, that she learned from Susie Orman, was, to speak into existence that you have more money than you will ever need, and to just say that like every day, like, I have more money than I will ever need. And just as a way to condition your mind and basically reprogram it for dealing with money, because so much of us deal with or focus on the lack of money instead of being grateful for what we have, and feeling the feeling of abundance, and just living that and focusing on that energy. But basically, before I really realized what it was, that is something called an affirmation. And In Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich, I believe he, and if you haven't read Think and Grow Rich, that's one of the main books that got me also into law of attraction and manifestation, stuff like that. That's one of the best books that you could ever read when it comes to this this type of information. But I digress. In that book, I believe he has a chapter called Auto-Suggestion. And basically, what it is affirmations. And it's telling yourself what it is that you want to, or basically it's adding new beliefs into your subconscious mind, because that's where all of the old beliefs live that keep you stuck in the position or the situation that you're in right now. So for instance, we grow up and we get these beliefs added to our subconscious by our parents about life. As far as money goes, we get told that money doesn't grow on trees, you have to work hard for money and stuff like that, instead of learning things like we're in an abundant universe and you can have anything that you want to, things like that. Like, if you were taught that as a child, I could pretty much guarantee that you wouldn't be in the situation that you're in right now. I know I wouldn't, you know what I mean? Because you would already believe that you can have what you want, right? But we're told that we can't have, basically we're in a fear-based society that does not want us to succeed to our greatest potential. So all of that negative belief system and all of the negative things that are in the back of your mind are keeping you from achieving the things that you desire. And one of the ways to reprogram your brain for success, or reprogram your mind so that you can automatically attract success, is by using affirmations and auto-suggestion. And what it does is, over a period of time, your brain will begin to actually believe what you're telling it, right? It's not going to happen overnight, but it's something that you have to continually do. And the reason why is because it took so long to get those beliefs into you. Like, they've been there since you were a child. So it's going to take a while for you to train your mind and for you to actually reprogram those new beliefs. And the way that you do it is you repeat it every day to yourself. And it's probably, you probably think, well, that's kind of easy. Like, it can't be that simple. But actually it is, okay? And I'll give you a simple one that you can use. Not only can you use the one I was saying before, the one where I was saying you have more money than you ever need, or I have more money than I will ever need. If you repeat that every day, as well as anything else that you want, like write down what you want and then just repeat that every single day. When you wake up and you look in the mirror, repeat that to yourself and do that for a long period of time. You'll begin to reprogram your mind for success. You can also say, money comes to me easily and effortlessly. Right. If you say that every day and you start to believe that, then that will begin to happen. OK, so write down whatever it is that you truly, or write down the new beliefs that you would like to reprogram, to be programmed into your mind. Write them down, memorize them, and then just repeat them every day when you wake up. I basically have some more exercises that you can use to help you start manifesting the things that you desire faster, and really dig into using law of attraction to create change in your life when you go through the course that I have. And like I said before, just go ahead and download that free video that I have, because it's going to give you the three secrets that I use that'll actually give you the foundation to start using law of attraction to start having some real breakthroughs in your life. That's basically, those are the three things that I did and I do on a consistent basis in order to manifest the things that I want, in order to hit goals that I set for myself. So just go to learnhowtomanifest.org and you'll be able to download that video. So I hope you got some value from this. If you did, go ahead and like, comment, share, do all that good stuff. Leave me a good comment. And yeah. Always remember that you can be, you can do, and you can have anything that you want to in this reality. Okay? All you have to do is believe. All right. So I'll see you on the next episode. Take care. God bless. Bye for now.